From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Walt Disney rejects charges of labor malpractices at Haitian factories making Disney garments.
I think we are fair in Haiti. We maintain excellent working conditions in Haiti.
Japanese women overstaying their welcome in Guyana have had an extension request denied, and Britain attempting to strengthen trade links with Latin America. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's General Union, the GMB, has joined the London-based Haiti support group in protesting against what they call sweatshop conditions in Haitian textile factories linked to the Walt Disney Company. In a joint statement, the two groups say Haitian workers toil in hot, airless, dimly lit factories producing popular pajamas and t-shirts for U.S. companies under license to the Walt Disney Company. Women sewing Disney 101 Dalmatians children's clothing are paid as little as 6 cents for every $20 garment sewn, according to GMB spokesman Des Farrell. The National Secretary of the Clothing and Textile Section of Britain's General Union, Mr. Farrell, alleges that Haitian textile workers in Port-au-Prince are being prevented from becoming more organized. He told me that Disney's Chief Executive Officer Michael Eisner had to date ignored his union's requests for explanations.
I have to say, I haven't even had the courtesy of a reply. Now, Michael Eisner should realize that there are lots of people in this country, lots of GMB members, who actually go out and buy Disney clothing for their families and for their friends at Christmas, etc. And, you know, what we're asking the Disney Corporation to do is start to behave in a much better way. We're saying to them that they should be taking the lead in terms and conditions in the globalization of trade.